On the air with our community connection brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors. And with us here is City Councilor Paul Stewart. You look good. You look good without a tattoo. I know you had that thing going on here, but, you know, we raised some money and you didn't have to blemish your skin.
Right. No. Yeah, that was fun for, you know, the week or so that we were doing that.
Mm-hmm. You and Tyler Backlaw?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It would have been... it's nice that we didn't have to get one, but I would have been glad if we'd have raised that kind of money for the United Way like we were trying to.
I know that would have been great. It would have been great. But, man, it's good to have you in studio. How you been? Holidays good to you?
Yeah.
Kept
family busy.
Doing great? Well, geez, wonderful. We've got a little bit of an opportunity here to help people who maybe been suffering a little bit with all of the other fallout that comes with COVID-19. Now, the health problem is a problem unto itself, but because everything seems to have been affected by it, I understand that we have an opportunity here to help those who are truly in need.
Oh, that's correct. So part of the CARES Act granted some small cities or states money for small cities, which are considered... between 15,000 and about 50,000.
Mm-hmm.
And Bartlesville happens to fall in there. There's 18 cities in Oklahoma, and our allocation of it for the state was about $8 million. So we don't know how much we're going to get. If they just split it 18 ways, it's almost a half a million. But if they do it on a per capita basis, it's more like $700,000 mm-hmm. that we would get. So tonight, part of getting that grant is we have to have community meetings to determine, you know, which needs do we want to fulfill, and how much money do we want to allocate to different things, and how do we want to administer the money.
Mm-hmm.
The city, we're not really the experts in how to distribute funds like this, and so we're looking to partner with some local nonprofits that are the experts in that and determine kind of who qualifies and things like that. They've given us five different activities that we can use these funds for.
Mm-hmm.
And of the five, we get to pick three. And so one of them is utility assistance. That's kind of self-explanatory, electric, water, gas, things like that. So that's one that we're looking at of the five. The other is rental assistance for people who have experienced a loss of income due to COVID-19 since January 21st, 2020, where we can help cover some of that. And there's some guidelines on how much we can help and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is that we're looking at is nutrition assistance, which is, you know, perishable and non-perishable foods and mm-hmm. things like that. Two more that we haven't, that we could, depending on the community input that we get today, are medical assistance. And that's not to pay, to help pay medical bills. That's more for... you know, PPE and sanitation supplies and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is mental health assistance, and that's not counseling. Like, they really, I think they could have phrased that a little differently, the state, when they put this out. But it's also for, like, PPE and cleaning supplies and things mm-hmm. like that versus actual, you know, paying for counseling that people may need. And so, like I say, the three we're looking at more closely are the utility assistance, the rental assistance, and the... nutrition assistance. But if you've got any opinions on any of that, we'd love to have you at the meeting tonight. It's at 7 o'clock at City Hall. And just to kind of get the community input. And that's one of the things that we need to do to get this grant.
Well, that's good. You know, the more voices, the better. Mm-hmm. And I get the feeling that you're going to have a pretty good house there. Is the meeting also going to be carried on Facebook Live or Zoom or,
Yeah, so we'll stream it on the city website.
Yeah.
You just look up City of Bartlesville, mm-hmm. you know, live streaming. It'll pull it up there, and
sure.
And it should go live, you know, a couple of minutes before 7 o'clock, and
sure.
it'll show the whole meeting. And then also, you can submit if you got any comments, you can submit them beforehand by 5 p.m. today to City Hall, or you can mail them or email them to. Let me see, I wrote this down. To R.E. Baines, B-A-N-E-S, at cityofbartlesville.org. And if you'll do that by 5 o'clock, we'll get those comments for the meeting and take that into account.
Well, that's great. That was the other question, because I know some folks just can't get out. It's too cold. and what have you, and they probably have something to say or at least a question that they would like to have asked. I want to make sure that we open the door to them, and there it is.
Yeah.
Great. What else is going on downstate at City Hall there?
Well, I also wanted to remind people that if your normal trash day is Monday, it's going to be Wednesday this week because of the holiday. Mm-hmm. So make sure to put that out today so you don't have to wait another week till next Monday.
No, you don't want to do that.
Also remind people to look in their water bills this month, where we're going to be sending out the cleanup coupons where they get a free trip to the Osage landfill to use this year. So to be on the lookout for that. And if we've got any attorneys listening, I wanted to remind them that we've got openings for our city judge, and we'll be accepting. We're looking for resumes and cover letters, and those can be dropped off at City Hall or again emailed to rebaines@cityofbartlesville.org. Because we'll be looking at probably doing interviews in February and getting someone appointed maybe at our March meeting. Mm-hmm. And some other openings we've got are we've got some job openings with the city. It's several of them actually, and they
you got pages and pages. That sounds like you guys are hiring.
We are. So we're looking for a part-time library assistant with circulation, and that pays $8 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Our firefighters, we're accepting application for that, and that's $12.86 an hour. And a lot of these are starting pay, based on your qualifications and experience. We're also looking for maintenance workers. Those start at $13.76 an hour. A water plant operator starting at $15.62 an hour. A construction equipment operator that starts at $18.74. Construction laborer that starts at $15.46, and a construction crew leader that starts at $22 an hour.
Mm.
So if you're looking for work, we are definitely hiring.
Very good. All you have to do is get on that website and just follow the links, as they say, and yeah, you're off to the races. You're going to be under consideration.
That's right. Something else. We had talked about the grant for COVID. So we've done some other grants too, the community block grants, and one of those just paid for a new playground out at Veterans Park. And so if you haven't been by there, check it out. It looks like like an Air Force jet from both the side and from, you can't tell really, but from a bird's eye view, it does also. It's kind of that shape with the wings and the front and the tail and things. So definitely take the kids out there to check that out. I saw a little kid playing on it in the snow last week or a couple of weeks ago. That was a good deal. Speaking of the parks, I'm excited to see construction start on the new splash pad over in Johnstone Park that will be between the pirate ship and the tennis courts, or what will be the pickleball, some pickleball courts there too, next to the new pavilion. And then the new water feature at Unity Square also, that we accepted bids for that a couple of weeks ago. So hopefully we'll have all that up and going, by June when school lets out and people have some outside stuff to get them out and around town doing different things.
It might be cold right now, but before you know it is Oklahoma. It will start to heat up here in a few weeks.
Right. Well, and it is cold. I know that the Special Olympics is doing their polar bear plunge. Anybody that's interested in that, go check out their website. I think they're, they used to downtown, they would fill up a swimming pool for people to jump into. And now I think everybody's kind of doing it on their own and submitting videos. But that's a great thing and a great cause there.
I remember covering that last year, and there were a lot of hardy souls that were doing cannonballs right there into the pool that they put right out front of the Hilton, right there in downtown. And it was something. Yeah. It was really something. They raised a lot of money. But there were a lot of folks looking for that big plush towel to warm up in after they took that dip. But that is going to be a lot of fun, and it's all great for a good cause for Special Olympics.
Right. Well, and, in here talking to you, there's going to be an election coming up here in the next few months, hopefully to extend the Bartlesville Development Authority. They have a quarter cent sales tax, and they've done so many good things for the community, and their work has really paid off this last year with COVID. You know, where we've seen our tax revenues actually increase over what we were expecting. And some of the work that they've done, like with the shops at Turkey Creek, and then buying the Siemens building and adding jobs that way. I'm going to do my thing for Vanna White here. So they've got some hand sanitizer here in the studio that's made in Bartlesville because of the Bartlesville Development Authority, mm-hmm. you know, and bringing in 100 jobs that'll be there in the Siemens building. So, you know, this is TruSafe hand sanitizer gel, and it even says on there, you know, made in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. So people all over the country are seeing that. And you know, they do great work here, and they've had a lot of success with the different jobs they brought in.
Didn't they help also bring in the movies with the Apple?
Yeah. So they were able to bring that in because we'd bought the Siemens building, and a lot of that work was with the Bartlesville Tourism, which is under the Bartlesville Development Authority. And a lot of people don't realize that, but that's where their funding comes from. You know, and they, you know, they're always helping bring stuff into town. Maria Gus is their director, you know, with different things. And something else people might not be aware of is if you're having an event in town, is it contact Maria, one, to let her know that you're having your event and she can help promote it. But they also give out grants. And so based on, you know, the number of people you're expecting, if you need some extra, you've got to spend money on, you know, it could be COVID-related things to help people social distance, or even outside of COVID, if you needed some help buying, you know, some equipment or different things that would help facilitate having a program in here. And, you know, if it's going to bring in, you know, an extra so many people, mm-hmm. and they're going to stay so many nights, like they've got some calculations, and they can give grants to help cover some of those costs.
Wow, that's great.
And that's all covered with that quarter cent sales tax that hopefully we'll be extending here in a few months.
When is the date for that?
I don't know that it's set yet. I'm expecting it to probably be sometime in April.
Okay.
Because I believe it expires June 30th, so that'll do it a little bit ahead of that. Okay. And last time they did it for 5 years, and I just think of all the successes that they've had, you know, they do a really lot. They do a lot for our community, and I hope that passes. And but because that way we can bring in more, you know, high quality jobs and more events here to town that really help us all out.
Well, I tell you what, they have been. It seemed like it was like every 4 to 6 weeks we would hear something. You know, mm-hmm. Whether or not they were helping with an existing company expand, or whether they were, you know, putting in new shops in an old mm-hmm. place that revitalized a place that really needed it, mm-hmm. and we got that done. And then now, of course, with Siemens leaving, mm-hmm. we've got others entering, mm-hmm. and really making good use of existing space, of smart moves, I would call them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you land and your facility's pretty much built, mm-hmm. all you got to do is fill the shell.
Right, know? Right.
And that's the stuff that's usually proprietary stuff anyway.
Right. Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, too, because a lot of people don't see that part of it is the, you know, the helping current businesses expand. You
yes.
know, you know, everybody, you notice the new businesses, but you don't notice when, you know, one company goes from 15 employees to 25 employees.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a lot of those, and those add up. And it's a lot easier to help, you know, 10 local businesses increase by 10 each than it is to bring in one new business with 100 employees. And you get the same bang for your buck with that. But because those big deals where there's, you know, you're going to bring in 100 or 150 employees, you know, there's only 100 to 200 of those a year, and you've got 30,000 development authorities competing for those. and so really the helping, you know, existing businesses here in town expand is great. And I would encourage anybody that has a local business that wants to expand, whether it's, you know, you need a new facility or you need help buying equipment, or things like that, you know, contact the Bartlesville Development Authority and see if they can help you out with some of that.
They have very good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great resource to have it right here in our community, and it's mm-hmm. proven its worth over and over again.
Oh, right. And sometimes they'll do grants, and sometimes they'll do forgivable loans or assist with financing and different things. So they really do great work. And so whenever that election is, I'm 100% behind it, and encourage everybody to vote yes on that. That's great for all of us.
That's great. Hey Paul, well, how can folks get a hold of you? I mean, you're probably one of the more accessible people in public life, but for the folks who probably haven't picked up the phone, called you, or got on the email, how do they do that?
There's a few ways they can, call me or text me. My number is 918-384-8886. Mm-hmm. They can friend request me and send me a message on Facebook. It's just Paul Stewart, and it's got a picture of me. I think there's only one of me here in Bartlesville, so you'll be able to see me. Or shoot me an email. And that's usually a great way for to send stuff on to different departments in the city versus just kind of having a general question or needing to discuss something. Because then I can take that email and just forward it on mm-hmm. to somebody else. And that is Ward 2, the number 2, council at cityofbartlesville.org.
Very good. Hey, well, thank you for coming in, and thanks for letting us know what's going on downtown and all around.
Oh, yeah, great. And downtown's looking nice, too, so everybody check that out with the new sidewalks and lighting and things.
Now, there was some stuff going along on Frank Phillips. I saw that they're working on some concrete on the south side of the road there toward in the downtown area. What was that? Do you remember what that was? Looks like they got it cleaned up pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Curbing or something like that?
Yeah. So what they're doing is they're making it look a lot like 2nd Street, where there'll be brick that goes along the curb and then some new lighting. I think there they've actually got the new lighting. And so this is just kind of updating the sidewalks. And that's going to be what it's going to end up looking like all over downtown.
Okay.
Over the next few years, we passed another $800,000 in grants to do some more streets. Also, let everybody know too that we're adding some more handicap parking downtown to make sure that we've got at least one spot at each intersection, so that it should be a little bit easier for people to get around. And some of them have a few spots.
And that's good, because that came out of that survey we did a year and a half ago.
Yeah, a couple years ago, and so I'm glad we're getting that all kind of finished up. And it's going to be great. And something else that came out of that is we're adding some. Where we've got some parallel parking, some rear entry handicap parking for people who need to drive into the back of a van and things like that. They're not super common, but that way they're not having to park and then back their wheelchairs out into oncoming traffic.
Oh, golly, so, I can't even imagine.
We're working
that.
On some of that too.
Yeah, the reason I noticed that work going on, I got paid Friday, so my money and me had to go down to go see Matt's music and see what he had. I'm going, oh, hey, they're working on the streets, working on the sidewalks. I'll ask Paul when he comes in on Tuesday. So I did. There we go. We found out. And everything's going to look pretty groovy here before too long. Piece by piece, it all fits together.
Yep. And you got to let the dominoes fall. They got to fall in a specific order, and this mm-hmm. is kind of where we're at now. But, it's going to look nice when it's all finished in the next year or two.
All right. It will. And it's really starting to take shape. I got here almost 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I thought to myself, boy, this town's pretty good, but boy, some of these downtown streets are a little rough. Maybe they'll get to it. Next thing you know, it's like driving. It's smooth as glass on most cases.
Right, yeah.
There's still a couple that needs to finish it up because
right.
of weather and everything else like that. But my goodness sakes, that is someplace you really want to invite people to say, hey, come to Bartlesville. Just drive around. You'll like it. And, when you're not throwing a kidney or a lumbar or something like that because of a pothole, they say, hey, this is pretty good. And it's like Maria Gus always says, it starts with a visit.
That's right. Start get people to come here and visit. And, they're going to see this is a great little town and want to stay here. And, and one thing that I think is going to get people to visit is we just saw that the Price Tower was listed as, one of the 16 buildings in the South to visit, along with things like Biltmore Hotel, mm-hmm. the largest private residence in the country, and some other kind of I believe there was a sports complex or something in New Orleans, just kind of these crazy big things, and then we've got our Price Tower here, so that'll get some visitors.
I tell you what, it's always been a gem in our community. I wish more folks in the community would actually go inside it instead of driving by it.
Oh, yeah, and they do a great tour, Price Connors down there.
Yeah.
And he'll tell you all the little secrets and where the different nooks and crannies in the building are.
He's always got a story.
Yep, but yeah, he's great, and can tell you kind of the symbolism behind a bunch of this stuff. That, especially at Unity Square, I was on the city council when we were building it, and there was stuff I didn't know that I learned about, you know, from him doing one of those tours. So it's great.
It's a great education. Great place to be. Thanks again, Paul.
Thank you.
Okay, we got more coming up. Hang tight.
You know, it's almost impossible to stay mad at someone that you pray for regularly. Would you take a minute with